Have you ever had chorizo that just, well, hits different? Something beyond just heat. Today, we're doing a deep dive into one specific recipe for that amazing spicy Mexican sausage. Our mission really is to figure out what makes this particular chorizo recipe tick. What's its secret?
Exactly. We're going to unpack how just a few key things put together just so create that really distinctive flavor everyone loves. It's about understanding the why, you know. And maybe, just maybe, you'll want to try making it yourself after this.
Okay, let's get into it. The foundation, obviously, is the meat. This recipe says 5 pounds of ground beef, or you could do a mix, like half beef, half pork, 2.5 pounds each. But step one throws a curveball, doesn't it? A whole cup of white vinegar mixed right into the meat. That seems odd. Not just a marinade, but in the mix. What's that doing right at the start?
Yeah, that's a great place to start because it's actually, well, it's crucial that vinegar isn't just for tang. It does this kind of mild curing thing. It starts breaking down the meat fibers just a little, and that is key for getting that signature chorizo texture, you know, tender but also kind of crumbly. Plus, it sets up the flavor base. Without it, honestly, it wouldn't be the same chorizo.
Okay, texture and flavor prep. Makes sense when you put it like that. So after that vinegar step, we get into the more expected flavor builders.
Right. The aromatics come next. You've got 4 teaspoons of salt, 3 tablespoons of oregano, quite a bit, and then, wow, a whole head of crushed garlic. That's what, about 8 cloves? A good
A
amount.
whole head, okay.
Yeah, don't skimp on the garlic here. That's building that deep, savory background note for the whole thing.
Got it. Vinegar for texture, garlic and oregano for that aromatic base. And then we get to the main item, right? The chile. The thing that screams chorizo.
Yeah.
And this recipe, it's interesting. It uses two different forms. First up, an 8 ounce package of red chile powder. You knead that in gradually. And then 1.5 quarts of very thick red chile puree, also kneaded in. That sounds intense.
It is intense in the best way. And that dual approach, it's actually pretty clever. Think of the powder like the first layer. It gives you that immediate vibrant color, that dry heat, and it gets everywhere quickly.
Okay.
But the puree, that thick puree, brings the moisture, the body, and a much deeper, more complex chile flavor. It's richer.
So it's about layering the chili character.
Exactly. It's building flavor. And the key thing here for both chili stages is the kneading. You really have to get in there and work it, make sure everything is totally combined, no
Right,
streaks.
got to distribute everything evenly.
Precisely. Then, after all that mixing and kneading, you let it marinate for an hour, just 1 hour. Then drain off any extra liquid that might have come out, and boom, it's ready. You can refrigerate it or freeze it for later.
And the recipe description makes your mouth water just thinking about it. It says it's absolutely delicious with scrambled eggs, served with homemade tortillas, and obviously some homemade salsa. That sounds like the perfect breakfast. What does that serving suggestion tell you?
Oh, it tells you it's incredibly versatile, right? It's perfect with eggs, but you could use it in tacos,
Yeah.
quesadillas, so many things. And what strikes me about this whole recipe, looking back, is how these, well, seemingly simple steps and specific amounts create such a really profound depth of flavor. It's not complicated, but it's precise. Understanding why the vinegar, why the 2 kinds of chile, it just deepens your appreciation for dishes like this, you know?
Absolutely. Makes you really think about the craft behind it. So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening? Maybe think about how that precision, the exact amount of vinegar, those two specific forms of chili, takes something simple and makes it iconic. How could paying attention to those kinds of details, that level of intention, maybe inspire your own cooking adventure, something to chew on?